Biosolids are the byproduct of treated sewage sludge, and while treated liquids are released into creeks and rivers, something has to be done with the treated solids. Virginia farmers who use pricey chemical fertilizer are happy to get it for free. Last year, farms in more than half of Virginia's 133 localities applied biosolids to fertilize crops not consumed by humans, such as pine tree farms or animal feed. Most of it comes from municipal sewage treatment plants in D.C. and Maryland. On a rainy day, I spoke with David Hudnall, a farmer in the northern neck of Virginia.
I tell you the truth, it's got a use. I hate to see it dumped in a landfill because it's going to come back and haunt the future generations.
Hudnall farms about 3,000 acres. In 2008, he received the Clean Water Farm Award for his farming practices in preserving water quality. He's used biosolids on some of his fields, but he isn't a fan of the process.
It should be pelletized where we could spread it with our own equipment. And the equipment they have is dated. They have to drive down the field one way and spread coming back, and the whole time it's just packing the land up.
For most of us, the idea of spreading human waste for crops is counterintuitive. And of the two types of biosolids, type A and B, type B contains traces of pathogens that could cause pink eye, stomach flu, or the common cold. So last year, the General Assembly directed its independent nonpartisan research arm, the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission, to look into potential health effects. Mark Gribben led the project.
The case is pretty compelling that while there are things that are in biosolids that are harmful to people, the concentrations are pretty low, and in most cases, there's a little risk that they are going to get to people.
But during the application, when biosolids can become airborne, a person downwind outside and breathing in the material for several hours could be infected.
There were some places where it looks like there might be some changes to regulations to better protect public health. And there are also some additional work that could be done to really verify that this is a safe practice.
Another concern is excess application of biosolids that can be washed into tributaries of the Chesapeake Bay. Linton Land is a geochemist who retired to the Northern Neck. He's an avid fisherman who grows baby oysters to sell to local oyster gardeners. He says cheap fertilizers are killing the bay.
Economics is what drives all this. Land application is touted to be cheapest because you're not paying an honest price for it. Pollution costs, but nobody's paying for it.
Biosolids are controversial, but the fact remains they are strictly regulated, unlike chicken litter that's readily used on farm fields in the Shenandoah and around the Chesapeake Bay. And while farmers are often blamed for summer dead zones in the bay, the EPA has pointed to waterfront homeowners who dump too much fertilizer on their lawns. Hudnall says he's used to the accusations.
The only time that I complain about a farmer is in a snowstorm. They don't want to see us on the highway. They don't want the dust going across the highway. But they all want to eat good.
The General Assembly must now decide whether to act on the JLARC recommendations. Meanwhile, municipal sewage treatment plants like D.C.'s Blue Plains plant are upgrading, which will reduce pathogens and type B biosolids. From the Northern Neck, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.